What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Big O and Jester are back in the house. Season 2 is in full effect. We're back with another good one for you. Big O, how you been this week, man?
What's up? Orle, carnal. And before you motherfuckers think I speak Spanish out on the street, when you see me, if you see me, I don't. I know enough to get me in a bar fight. That's about it. And I can hold my own with some familia, but that's about it, too.
Well, that's what counts. I mean, you know, enough to get your ass kicked or get out of trouble or order some tacos.
Yeah, that's right. Order some tacos too, you know, and been a hard week, been struggling at work, you know, getting shit done, you know, getting the paycheck. I'm just happy to be here, giving everybody the gift of gab, loving to be in here and give a little smile out too. So having a good time.
That's what it's all about, man. Living the dream. This week was kind of crazy at work. I was like basically the wrong place at the wrong time, and some shit just happened to break while I was at the customer site, and I didn't touch it. I had nothing to fucking do with it. But to them, it looked like I came in, fucked shit up, and then left. So it's been a peachy week so far.
Have you tried turning your power off and turning it back on?
I did, and I almost had to sit on the phone with their internet company for like an hour until I told the boss. I'm like, I'm supposed to be at this other place in like 45 minutes. He's like, well, just open the ticket and then, you know, stay on the phone with them on the way to the other place. I'm like, no, dude, that's 45 minutes to open the ticket. He's like, oh, he's like, that's cool. Go ahead and bounce. I'll have somebody else call him. I'm like, damn, that sucks. I'm like, don't tell him don't tell whoever has the call that it's because I had to bounce. Just ask him. And he starts laughing. He's like, don't worry. I will throw you under the bus. I'm like, oh, thank God.
So it was like Christmas Story when the bell rings and his buddy's getting the crap beat. Ralph, help me out. But the bell ring. I got to go. I got the bell ring. I got to go.
Pretty much.
You got to go here.
I mean, because there wasn't jack shit I could do about it. So it's like, well, what the fuck?
Ring.
I'm like, I would stick around and help, but I mean, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm like, I can't make their fucking internet company turn their shit back on. Pay your fucking bill. Like, or otherwise, like, move out of town. Like, move to someplace cheaper than here.
I don't know. Get Usenet and get that internet service out in the middle of nowhere.
Right? Take a road trip. I like road trips. Yeah. What about you, Big O?
I do love road trips. I've been on a few of them, and some are fun. Others are not.
I think it depends on the destination and, like, who you're going with, too. Like, I've been, like, on some, like, shitty road trips to San Francisco from L.A. because I had to go for work. But then I make the same trip with, like, a couple of dudes from the house band. And, like, it's a great trip. So, like, I guess it just depends on the company and where you're going.
Possibly.
So I think a fun place to take a road trip to would be fucking Oregon.
No.
Yes.
No. I clean. No, I no go to Oregon. No.
Yeah.
I've been to Oregon. It's not all it's cracked up to be. Don't get me wrong, people. Oregon's a beautiful place. There are some areas in there where you go and it's beautiful. It's just gorgeous. But you travel down the freeway and you see a homeless guy underneath the bridge taking a shit.
Yeah.
He's not covered up. No, mind you. Now, I'm not talking about see-through, you know, shanty sheets or whatever. I'm talking about shanty village underneath the bridge.
Yep.
And somebody dropping trout right there in front of everybody and just doing a deuce. Not covering it, not burying it, just dropping right there.
A small price to pay for being able to do shrooms in public.
Yeah, we don't know about the drug situation out there and how rampant it is until you get out there and see it. I have not seen everything firsthand, but you will see it, trust me.
And I say it all, like, all super excited, like I've never fucking done those drugs on my own before going there anyway, so I'm like,
this place is so magical. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
But when I wonder if they'll be less cool because it's like no one cares now. It'll be like part of the thrill of doing it was like, man, I can't get caught with this or I'm fucked. But now that they're gonna be like, it's a $100 fine. Go pay your ticket. Now I'm like,
Hey, yo, Jester, you going to eat that shit? Look good.
But I mean, it's not all bad. Like, it's helping their economy. I mean, like, unfortunately, the fucking tax on weed is like 30%, which is outrageous. It may as well be fucking crack for the amount they're charging now, but I guess that's neither here nor there. That's also helping, but still though, like, weed's getting expensive again, y'all. It's like, let's normalize making eighths like $40 again. What the fuck?
Yeah, I remember back in the day when you get that skunk weed for like $20 for like for a bag, and you know, you smoke it for a couple nights and get a little high, and that was good enough. You know, you weren't out like $150 and couldn't buy Taco Bell when you were hungry.
Right. I mean, it was like a dime bag was fucking $10. So it was
what?
Like, yeah.
What? A dime equaled a dime?
Yeah. Yeah. It was. Yeah. There was much happier times.
I remember when gas was 75 cents a gallon.
Man, me too. High school was nice. None of this $4.85 bullshit.
I know. When you bought a quarter of gas and you could huff all night long. Oh, wait, what?
Oh, that was so just me.
Yeah, we had some chronic huffers in high school, and they would go out to the football field and just spin around and huff gas all night long. We just laugh at them, watch them go all crazy mad.
And so, I mean, like, the fucking motto is keep it weird, right?
Yeah.
I would say that they are making a very conscious effort to, like, stay true to that.
I would agree.
I knew that eventually some things were going to get legalized, but to just say, fuck it. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm tired of dealing with this bullshit. It's a $100 fine. Fuck all of you.
So for the majority of everything that goes on over there, it's decriminalized. So it's not legalized, but there is no criminal charges to it. So if you have small, minute amounts, you're not going to be arrested. You're not going to be charged. But for the large trafficking, for a kilo or a bag or huge amounts, then you're probably going to be asked about it. If it turns out that you're selling or doing something with it that you shouldn't, of course, you will be you'll be filed with charges and arrested at that point. So, I mean, if you're out for fun with your friends or whatever and you have a small amount, you're A-okay. But if you have, like, more than a ship brick house, then, yeah, you're probably going to have some issues.
Yeah, you're still going to jail.
Yeah, so, you know, then that begs the question, you know, is a pound of feathers more than a pound of bricks? And is a pound of cocaine more than a pound of LSD?
Yeah, a lot more. I mean, we're just talking about normal street value.
Yeah, but imagine the effects too of LSD too.
That's a lot of sheets.
It sure is.
Yeah,
that's lot of tasting glue.
Right? And like the only thing that's criminal up there is, again, the fucking tax on marijuana, 30%. Are you fucking misers out of your fucking minds? It's 34 here. You miser motherfuckers, like, come on, normalize making eighths for $40 again. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, that's you know, the cost of making something legal, right? If you're going to make it legal, tax the shit out of it. That's what they do for booze. That's what they do for cigarettes now. That's what they do with your Newport fucking menthols. They kick it out of your fucking life, and that's what they do for drugs.
And see, here's the thing. Here's one thing I want to bring up. They legalized all these fucking drugs up there. But menthol's still gonna be illegal.
Yeah.
Let that one sink in.
Well, so, you know, when you smoke cigarettes, it's bad enough as it is, right? With the filters, the filtration, the tar, and all the other shit that's in it, it's bad. With the menthols, it's 10 times worse. But it's not for me to tell you as a person, you cannot smoke menthols if that's indeed what you like. So, Jester, smoke the fuck away. I don't give a goddamn rat's ass. And that should be the same with drugs. When it starts affecting the you know, community, that's when we should have a problem.
Right. When you start acting like an asshole, then it's okay. It's either stop doing them or then get locked up. And at that point, it's like, okay, if you're just going to fucking be on them and act like an asshole, then Yeah, better that they fucking lock you up so we don't have to deal with you. But if you're going to be cool and in your own house, mind your own fucking business and, like, leave me the fuck alone. Why do I care? It's not impacting me.
You know, if you bring in cats and save them, and because you think they're demons every time you take LSD and you end up killing them and selling them to the Chinese cookery around the corner, I mean, I don't really care. I never like cats anyway. But there might be people who like it. I'm just saying.
That's enterprising. That's entrepreneurship.
Yeah, yeah. You just turn in drugs for love and love for love and money, and then you get more drugs, and then you get more cats, and then you get more LSD. You know, it's a turnaround.
You know? It, like, fucking instant gratification.
Yeah, and you're killing demons.
There you go. Everybody's a winner. Everybody's a winner. Like, there's got to be a way to make more situations like that, like, permanent, like a normal thing. But going back to fucking Oregon and, like, so, yeah, I mean, like, there's good parts, like the drugs, and then there's bad parts, like the rest of it's Oregon. And I mean, the homeless situation. That's what I meant. Yeah. The homeless situation.
Because let's not get confused. Oregon is a beautiful state. There's a lot of good people there. They don't like outsiders living there. But if you're there for over a year, they'll accept you. But, yeah. White people.
Oh, man. It's like, I cringe when I fly over the fucking thing. Oh, fuck.
Is it because of your shell allergies or is it just from Oregon?
It's just because it's Oregon. I've been on the ground. I'm like, every time I pass by, I get over the air and I'm like, well, I remember, like, it flashes back to, like, you hear, like, war sounds and, like, slow mo, and it's like homeless people shitting on the side of the freeway. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. So I tend not to look out the window and I'm like, just kind of like, oh, fuck.
But keep this in mind. Everybody has a place that they like. Everybody grows up in an area where they're comfortable with. Everybody has an idea of what they are good with wherever they go. And that's the same with food. That's the same with, you know, music. Everything changes for people. For me, I like Oregon, but I would never live there. For me, I didn't like Salt Lake City. I would never live there, but I would never hold that against people who like it there and live there. You know, hey, that's your thing. But I just don't like those areas.
You can't make everybody be there. Right. You can't make everybody be right.
Yeah. I'm Mexican, you know. There's some place I just don't feel comfortable with.
Yeah, no shit. Stone Mountain Gorge is another one.
Yeah. The further I go north, the further uncomfortable I am.
It's like when you go towards the beach, you're cool. But if you start drifting the other way, that's when you run into problems.
Well, for me, it's more, there's a lot of weddos around here.
Yeah, exactly. Every time I go to the East Coast, it's particular in the South, I'm like, ooh. There is, like, a ton of other places I would definitely rather be.
Yeah, it's a good thing you're not black.
Right?
We get as bad as it is, you know, we don't need that.
No, and then, see, that's the other thing about the whole menthol thing, like, with the BLM movement, how are they going to try to, like, take away menthol cigarettes right now? Like, they're just trying to fucking add fucking gas to the fire. Like, that's my point of view on that.
This is my thought. Biden wanted to do this in order to state that other lower level politicians were trying to get this done, only to be the hero to bring it back and get the black majority to boost him for another 4 years. I think that's what's going to happen.
He's going to take away menthol cigarettes and the black majority is going to back him? No,
No. He took it away but made it look like the lower politicians took it away.
Oh.
And he's going to return it back like he's the glorious, you know, presidential savior to give that back to the to the people, right? And now the black majority is going to, you know, back him for bringing back menthols in 4 more years.
Well, they're gonna be memes of him. It smells like bitch in here, and then, like, the next one is like, so it's a bit like it smells like bitch in here. Him yelling at Congress, and then the next one is like him passing out the fucking menthols.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be a big shit sandwich or a big douchebag for the next race.
I mean, those are really our choices. Turd sandwich or giant douche.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking turd sandwich. You can wash that down with the giant douche sometimes. I don't
vote or die, motherfucker. Vote or die.
Yeah, but you know, Oregon, with all that stuff going on up there, You know, you can only hope for the best, but, you know, those liberals are just like what's happened in California. The California that's happening now is not what I grew up in. When I grew up in California was just, it was a good, I don't want to say Republican or Democrat. I don't ever want to say that because both sides are askew. Both sides could be bad. It was just during the time, it wasn't this bad. And now it's gotten to a point where you got too much liberal lobbyists that are just changed everything for themselves and not the people. You look at the streets, you look at the freeways and the LA freeways. That didn't start getting built up until what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago? That's when it started getting revamped again. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of bad areas in there on the freeway. I've hit them. I've gone, you know, going to home, visit family. It's not good.
And it's, if you notice, it's through the areas that are like bad areas in general where they don't give a fuck and they just let the road fall apart. But in the areas where they're, you know, there's got more money, then, you know, they're getting fixed up. But if it's supposed to be like state funding, like fixing the whole shit, then why pick and choose? Just start at point A and fucking work your way down from there. Like, go in a straight line so that the rest of us aren't inconvenienced and having to like detour for 30 fucking minutes because you close a section of the freeway.
Right, right. Yeah, the major lines going through on the 5, the 9, the 405, all that stuff. When I was going through in and out, I could see the builds that were going up, but I could see also see the branch offs of the smaller 205s and stuff like that that weren't being, you know, fixed. And it's just like, when are they going to get to this stuff? Because when we get diverted, it ain't fun.
Yeah, no shit, right? And it's like, spread the fucking love around. And like, if they did more of that, then people would need less and less of the drugs to make places like Oregon livable.
Exactly.
And you know, like, I get it. Like, the people, they're there, they're keeping it weird. And like, I know the drugs have some part of that. And like, I'm not gonna say I'm like any kind of stranger to like being weird or having a freak out. I mean, there's some famous ones that come to mind right off the bat. You know, I was a musician for a long time, so I mean, I got to try a little bit of everything. There are some things that like, you'd probably have to pay me to do that, but we'll get into that later. I think the first thing that popped to mind was salvia. Have you ever heard or like seen anybody on it?
Oh yeah, that's been national news when that first started hitting the scene and people just looking like zombies. Yeah, that's pretty scary.
That shit was fucking fun. It was like a 7-minute like intense acid trip or like mushroom trip, right? But after that 7 to 10 minutes, that's it, and you were fucking sober again like within a minute. And wow. So since there, you know, and there's like, there's no side of it. It's just sage. There's a certain strain of sage that will make you trip balls, and mm-hmm. it came in different strengths. So like, it's the new trend. Bass player gets his hands on some. He's like, yo, you want to try this? It's like a 7-minute hallucinogenic trip. But after 7 minutes, that's it. You're done. And you're completely sober again. I'm like, 7 minutes. He's like, that's the longest it's lasted on me. So 7 to 10, I was like, fuck it. You know, it's Friday night, like the rest of the band like isn't even there yet. So I'm like, fuck, let's do this. And so he hands me the fucking bong and he's like, okay, what you're going to do is you're just going to take this hit and you're going to hold it is like for 40 seconds and then you can let it out slowly. He's like, but you got to kill the whole bowl. He's like, I'm not putting a lot in there. And I wasn't looking at the bowl. I'm looking at him. And so I'm like, all right, cool. And so I get it. And I didn't see how much was actually in there until like, I'm fucking trying to like kill this whole thing. And then like, I'm hitting and hitting and hitting. And like, there's still fucking, like, it's just barely going down. He's like, come on, pussy, hit it. I'm like, bitch, I am hit. He's like, don't blow out. I'm like, fuck. And so I fucking finish killing the bowl and like I clear the whole chamber and he's like, just hold it. Don't let it out. Don't let it out. I'm like, yeah, fucking fuck off. And so then he's like, okay, 40, you can let slow. So I start to let this thing out and it's fucking, as soon as I breathe out, I can feel it like creeping up from the bottom of my feet and traveling up my legs into the top of my head. And I was like, oh shit. And the last thing I remember coherently was him going, you better hand me that. And he just fucking takes the bong away from me. And then I was like, whoa. And the fucking room starts getting all long and like going away from me. And he's like, it looked like he was traveling with it. Like he was in that fucking Jamiroquai video where the fucking furniture and him was like fucking in that fucking stupid top hat. And so like, he's like far fucking away. Like, I think he's on the other side of the street. And so I'm like fucking yelling and he's like 4 feet away from me. He starts laughing. He's like, bro, why the fuck are you yelling? I'm like, cause you're like way in the fuck over there. And he's like, dude, I'm right here. He's like, I'm like 4 feet away from you. Stop fucking yelling. And so then he's like trying to play the drums. And I'm like, I sat down and I'm like, I don't know how to play the drums. And he's all, he starts laughing. He's like, asshole, those are your drums. And I'm like, oh yeah. And so like, I start like trying to play. Nope. Forgot how to play the fucking drums all together. And nice. Then like fucking like 2 minutes later, like completely sober again. And it was crazy. I was like, oh, I like this.
It almost sounds like when you do the huffing, you know, the hold your breath where you bend over, breathe like 40 times and then hold your breath. Someone grabs you by the diaphragm and holds you up and then you pass out. But you black out. You zone out for that split second.
I used to do that on this one roller coaster at Six Flags. I think it was like Goliath, because like the G-force would like, you go sideways and then you start going into that corkscrew, but you're completely like sideways. So I would like tilt my head back and like let that shit like do extra. And I'm like, you start to see it black out. I'm like, yeah. And then the ride fucking tilts you back up and you're like, oh shit. And I'm back up.
You're looking at the pedestrian girl to the right of you. Choke me. What?
You're like, harder.
Harder.
Oh my God. Funny side story about some shit like that. So I'm in like a training class and where they're showing a chokehold. And so my classmate is the one getting choked out. And so the instructor is showing, he's like, and then you apply the choke and they'll tap out. And before he taps, he's all, harder. And then he winks at him. Everybody started fucking laughing. He just let go of him. He was like, Jesus Christ.
So on the choke thing, I got one follow up, but it's tied into my famous freak out. Now I was 13, 14, somewhere around there. You know, I was still in my dad's pot. And we go to the park that's, you know, not too far away, and we'd all bring what we had and just organize it so everyone would have good hits. So, you know, I would bring my skunk, a pinch of my skunk, someone else would bring some. We'd roll it up, make a couple joints, and everybody would get good hits off of it. So we're getting a little wasted out there, you know, and it wasn't my first time smoking weed at the time. I was playing football, so it was like summertime. So, you know, we weren't practicing or anything. So I'm getting really good, getting buzzed. And one of my friends was with me. And another guy said he wanted to talk to this girl who had her own apartment right down the road from where we were. It was probably, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred yards away. And we wanted to get him so we can get out of there, get some beer, you know, smoke some cigarettes, you know, and hang out. But he was there what seemed like an eternity. He was only gone for like 15 minutes. But mind you, we were in our hour mark in our head. And we didn't want to be too loud because, you know, it was night and people were sleeping. It was like 10 o'clock or something like that. We don't want to fucking get arrested. So, all right, man, we got to yell. We got to get his attention, but we can't be loud. So we're ducked down. And as loud as we can, we go, hey, Richard. And that's about as loud as what we were. We were whispering, yelling in our head. And we're laughing our ass off. And my friend would go, that's good. That's good. Let me try. Hey. I'm like, no, that's too loud. So he goes, hey, that's better. Richard. So we did this for 15 minutes. Finally, he's behind us. We were laughing our asses off. We're so stoned. He gets behind us and we didn't even see him walk past us. What the fuck are you guys doing? So he explained it to him. He goes, man, you guys smoke way too much. Best night of our lives. In that same park, we used to do that breathing technique I told you about, knocking each other out, you know.
Oh,
so So this one kid, he wanted to be knocked out. He goes, do me. I'm like, okay, all right. Be careful when we do this. You know, I'm trying to be nice as possible because, you know, we don't want anything bad to happen, obviously. It's dangerous as it is. So he does a huffing thing, right? He stands up, holds his breath. I grab him by the diaphragm, and I pull in. Now, mind you, I'm, what, 13, 14 at the time. I'm playing football. I'm lifting weights. So, you know, I'm working out with quite a bit of weights at the time. And I'm pulling in that diaphragm, and all of a sudden, he blacks out. All right, cool. We got him. I go, check. He's breathing. Okay, good. I put him on the ground, right? All of a sudden, he starts convulsing. He's like, just doing this, kicking and just going freak. I'm like, oh, my God, what do we do? The guy's like, I don't know. Do something, though. So I grab him. I start slapping him. I'm slapping the shit out of him, man. Which brings to mind an episode or a show, a movie in Funny Farm with Chevy Chase when the guy gets hooked with a fishing hook. And they got to knock him out to get the fishing hook. Well, knock him out. So he punches him in the face. You're not knocking him out. You're just beating the shit out of him. Well, that's what I was doing with this kid. I'm beating the shit out of him, slapping him the fuck, trying to wake him up, right? So then finally, after what seemed an eternity, he wakes up. He looks at me. I go, you okay? He's like, yeah. What happened? I go, you were convulsing. Are you okay? He's like, yeah. Wait, man. I'm hurting. Did I fall on my face? Yeah, you fell on your face and you hit the ground a few times. But you're okay, right? He's like, yeah, I'm like, okay. We turn around, we're all dying laughing. What? What's so funny, guys?
You fell on your face repeatedly.
It doesn't hurt so much here or here.
And your ass.
Right here. And why do I have the imprint of a hand on my cheek?
He's like, if I fell on my face, why does my ass hurt?
Yeah, we didn't play those type of games. That's cookies.
I had a famous freak out. It wasn't mine. It was somebody else's freaking out. Uh-huh. So I was coming back from a date, and I passed by like my fucking one of my friend's houses, and like there was a few of them, you know, out there, and some fucking chicks that they had invited. And so there's like, you know, a group of six people just hanging out in his fucking front yard, just drinking. They're fucking trash. And like, I had some to drink, but like, I wasn't like fucking trash. I had still had to drive my ass home. So I was sober-ish. And so they had this fucking idea to go in this like fucking abandoned hospital. And like, they wanted to go up to the roof and shit, but like, it's like a mean fucking crack house. So like, there's all kinds of fucking like ill shit that you really don't want to run into. And so I go along with them, me and this one other guy that's kind of sober, trying to be the voice of reason. Like, why don't we just go back to the front yard and drink? Like, why do you got to drink on the fucking roof at the fucking abandoned hospital with the fucking crackheads? Like, I'm sure there's going to be fucking crackheads in there like at some point. So, and so, we go, and these fucking assholes are wasted, and they're loud, and so they finally make it up to the roof, and they're being so fucking loud that they call the fucking cops, and so, like, we have to, you know, dip back in the fucking building and, like, just wait for the fucking cops to go away. There's a fucking helicopter flying around, and mm-hmm. So then eventually it leaves, but one dude, like, flipped out and, like, ran, made it, like, a fucking run for it inside, like, going down to the lower levels of the hospital. So we had to go fucking people had to split up and go fucking look for his ass. Like, there's no lights. Like, there's only like the whatever street lights come in from the fucking the windows that are at on that side where the lights are at. So it's dark as fuck. Like, I have a lighter, but that's about it. And so we finally hear some screaming up on like fucking a couple floors from where we started, like, but in the other direction, like up. And so then we fucking everybody like starts running up the stairs and like fucking get to the room where this fucking the screaming is coming from. And that's the dude that fucking ran off on his own. And so like fucking somebody goes in front of the door. He's like, I got this. And he fucking like kicks the fucking door open like all fucking army style, and the fucking thing hits the fucking wall and like just fucking like promptly closes again. And I'm like, yo, I got this. And like, I fucking open it. The screaming was coming from the dude that took off running. He tried to jump out a fucking window, and the good thing he didn't make it because he was like four floors up. And so he didn't make it, fell backwards, but his leg was hooked on the fucking window sill and like the window itself. And so, like, it, he couldn't get out by himself, but the fucking thing is all broken, so it's digging into his leg, so he's fucking yelling, so they're trying to, like, pull him out, and then one dude just got frustrated, he's like, shut the fuck up, and he just starts slapping him in the face, like, pah, 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 and I'm like, all right, but he's like, oh, okay, you got him, and so then they're yanking on him, and, like, he won't stop yelling, and then somebody fucking realizes it's because his fucking foot's caught, and they're like, the more they pull, the deeper that bar fucking digs into it, and the more he's yelling, and yeah. So once they fucking got them all loose, then we fucking could get out of there, but there was a mean fucking gash in that guy's leg from that shit. But it was just like shit like that, like people get obnoxious when they when they do shit like that, and that's when again going back to the fucking okay, lock them up if you're just gonna fucking act like a complete asshole. So, yeah, like, fucking, in hindsight, it's like, yeah, maybe I should have just fucking taken my ass home and let that fool gone to jail, because then at least I wouldn't have had to run through a crack house.
But at the time, you saved somebody.
and inadvertently grabbed a titty.
Hey, it was a good night.
Right? But, yeah, no, like, fucking obnoxious as shit. So I was, like... What do you think, since we're on the topic of drugs and drug users, which do you think are the most obnoxious?
Okay, so that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked me right now, too, in this day and age, at this time, before the TVA comes and takes me away, right? So the most obnoxious I have seen, that I have witnessed, out of a lot of people getting stoned, high, fucking jacked up, whatever you want to call it, was from Freon. Oh my God. I was talking to this guy that was sane in high school, and when I saw him on the streets, he was purple. He had blue lips. He had sunken in eyes. He had drab skin, and he was huffing Freon right in front of me, and that boy was just obnoxious. He would not shut the fuck up about how high he was. He would not shut the fuck up about how much money he needed. He would not shut the fuck up about how bad he had it. It's like, oh my God, wine. Okay, you know what? Take another huff of that and kill yourself, because I don't want to hear that shit no more.
For me, I think it was the fucking meth heads, because not only were they like that, like with the fucking not shutting the fuck up, but then you also had the added bonus of that pungent fucking aroma, or the tweakers, that they had that pungent fucking aroma of like tweaker sweat that would like, right. it didn't matter like where in around them you were within a 10-foot radius, you could fucking smell that shit. Doesn't matter how many times they showered, it just stunk. So like... So it sounds like for you, it was the Freon users. For me, it was the meth heads. And so we're basing this on research we did, because we took it to the street and we surveyed 100 people, and those 100 people told us to fuck right off.
They did. And so we didn't want that. We didn't settle on that. So we took it to the street again, and we asked 100 homeless people, and they shit in a bag and threw it at us.
That was less than fun.
Yeah, no, it was not fun. But then we went to the internet, and what did we find?
A bag of shit.
I don't remember. But that's besides the point. Everyone has their bad stories, you know. For me, Freon and the smell and the talk and everything. For you, the smell, the shit, the missing teeth, Tiger King, you know, I could see how you were traumatized. Let us know. Drop us a line. Tell us what kind of shit that you have to deal with, you know, in your family, you know, in your life, or whatever the case may be of stupidity and what you had to deal with and what drug it was.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. We want to hear from you. Send it. Let us know. You know, like, we can't forget about the other ones, though. Like, they're like the people that prefer, you know, a little nostril gospel, you know, some of this devil's dandruff. I'm talking about cocaine.
Cocaine!
Where's Eric Clapton when you need him?
I don't know. His kid's dropping from a balcony somewhere.
I was about to say that, pushing more kids out a window.
Well, he did get a soul stone.
One of the the jokes that I remember from one of Anthony Jeselnik's set. He was like, I had a son who died much like Eric Clapton's son died for inspiration.
Oh, that's so horrible. I should not be laughing. Oh, geez.
He's like, if you didn't get that joke, don't feel bad. It's like an onion. It has layers. First, you got to know who Eric Clapton is. Then you know, then you got to know about his son. Then you got to know about that awful fucking song. And then after all that, you got to think all that shit's funny.
Yeah, but then you tie in the onion to the sun, and then the onion to the eyes, and then the falling in the sky, and then you got tears from heaven.
Ta-da!
Man, that was almost like a fucking FBI board where I'm making connection for with yarn to point to point to point to find the big boss.
The breakdown of a joke provided by RNBC.
And you'll be happy to know that every now and then we'll get 100 surveys out in the street, and we'll let you know that everybody calls us assholes all the time. So we'll keep that up for you.
Right, right. And yeah, that's true to the numbers. 100%, 100% of people surveyed said, you guys are dicks.
Yeah.
But speaking of being dicks while on drugs, cocaine users.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that get super, super violent and aggressive for no goddamn reason. It's like chilling. All of a sudden, fucking hulking out. It's like, bitch, sit down.
Just put a little tip on the tip and get laid. Get out of my face.
Like, here, have some weed. It'll calm you the fuck down. I don't want weed. Yes, you do.
Well, here, have a hit of Freon and talk like Darth Vader.
Luke, I am your father.
Let's see. Who else is like fucking right up there with fucking Freon users, tweakers, meth heads, and fucking
ECP?
Coconut? Oh, man.
Because they run around naked thinking they're fucking super, they're like Captain America, right? They got that serum in them. They fucking defy all gravity. They jump in the air. You get a 500-pound, 6-footer, jump 6 foot in the air. Like, God damn!
And it's just like, why do you have to be fucking ridiculous about it? Why can't you just enjoy your high without fucking up mine? Like, that's what I don't like about those obnoxious drug users is that, and then like the hallucinogens too, like people, like the ones that are stuck on that like can't handle it are those like just blow my fucking mind every time. It's like, you are fucking going out of your way and paying $65 to have somebody else fucking babysit your ass because they don't want broken shit in their apartment again.
Where was that fucking song back in those days? Why you gotta be so rude?
Right? Oh, man. Etiquette, fuck. Motherfuckers. Drug etiquette. Learn some. Like, to all you newbies out there, I'm not going to say don't do it. Obviously, you're going to do it. Like, don't take my advice. I did them. But the thing is, like, have some fucking etiquette when you're doing it. Like, other people want to enjoy their drugs, too. Don't fuck it up for them is all I'm saying.
Think about the 1600s when they were fucking in the court and everybody would have their tap snort. And they walk around, would you like to dance? You know, have some social etiquette.
Everything's so greed.
Which brings to the question, you know, how much money would you spend on drugs? I mean, you know, if you got money for drugs, drug money, let's say, you know, what are you spending? What are you getting? What's the good shit? What's the bad shit? I don't know what you got. All I got is depositories. But they work.
Could you imagine if fucking if that was the only way to get high off of acid? Sorry, you got to do it. You got to do this suppository.
Well, you know, we did dabble on this topic a little bit at the end of season 4 with Kim D'Amore, and she called me out saying, you know, I have a lot of butt issues, so I'm okay. I mean,
I guess it's not really an issue if you're getting something out of it, right?
ain't got a problem. Obviously, other people do.
I mean, how much would I pay for them? I mean, I guess it depends on what I'm getting. Like, you know, the more I'm the person that kind of tries to like maximize, you know, more bang for your buck kind of thing. So, okay. I mean, there's like a number of drugs that I won't pay that you probably have to pay me a lot of money to do. Like, you know, huffing Freon, tweaking.
Huffing gas. But would you ever have that half-baked Bob Saget moment where you suck dick for cocaine?
No, I can't say that I do. Like
weed?
I mean...
Okay, you have no money. You just spent all your money on food, you know, the house bills and everything else, but you need some sweet sticky icky. And only one person got it, and he likes blowjobs.
Yeah, but then what am I going to use to pay the hooker?
Good point.
I mean, I'm all for getting high, but I think we already established on the last show that if we're not going to make season 6 an episode of Snap, I should probably keep getting laid.
No, sir, you have not ever sucked dick for drugs or cocaine. No, we boo you. Boo.
Somebody boo that man. That's how I felt when the boss was like, does anybody want to trade with me for on-call weekends? And it was a weekend I had bought tickets to something, and I'm like, I put the little gift, it says, somebody boo that man.
Nice. Me, you know, we've talked a little bit about this. I've never been a drug person. Not to say that, you know, I don't accept that people smoke dope or, you know, marijuana. Let's just be right about it. Or cocaine, heroin, anything else, you know. I really don't give a fuck. Take any drug you want. I'm not one to judge. You know, if that's what you like, if that's what gets your mind straight, then that's what it does. For me, you know, I'll drink alcohol every now and then. That's about it. But in my daily life, I can get by. So, you know, no boo for me, no suck dick for anything. You know, I'm good where I'm at, even if I don't get, you know, any drugs or beer.
Yeah, me too. I don't drink all the time.
Says a man with a beer?
Unfortunate timing.
No. Did we ask 100 people about this?
No, because they'd all say I'm fucking full of shit. No, I do drink all the time. I mean, like, I'm not like all the time, but more often than not. But
you are more of a social drinker. Yeah. You are not an alcoholic.
There you go. And like, I mean, I would say that I do have a drink, but I'm like, I don't get trashed every day. Right. Not anymore. I mean, like, fucking the party's over. I had to get a job again. And that fucking unemployment got cut off real fast. But I think there's still, like, certain drugs that, like, there's no fucking way I would pay for because I don't want to do them. And it'd probably be a considerable amount of money to get me to do them for, like, the betterment of science, I suppose. But aside from that, like, I don't mind spending money on weed. But then again, I mean, is it really a drug? I mean, nobody really sucks dick for weed, except for Bob Saget.
Well, let me ask you this question then on a different tangent, coming off from the same note, kind of. Mm-hmm. If you had a specific drug, let's just say it was cocaine. And the only way you can actually feel the effect of cocaine was through a catheter through your pee hole. Would you do it anymore?
No. I mean, if that's the only way I could get high off of weed either, then I guess I'm not fucking giving up weed.
Guess who's sober today?
Begrudgingly at best, but still, like, there's only, like, a certain amount of inconvenienced that I want to be in order to get high. Once it gets past a certain point of like me being inconvenienced, then to me it's totally not fucking worth it, and I'm just gonna brood even if I do get high. So
okay. So that was a little bit out there. I grant you that you're never gonna be sucking anything through your dick hole. So let's go into something that's a little bit more tangible. You get a tracheotomy.
I'd still hold the joint there.
The bong hole right there? Would you do it?
Yeah, he's making a... I'm sure somebody out there will have an adapter by then. Like, fucking... I could just get the fucking... those vapes, the circle ones, and just stick those in there. Good enough.
You'll be Ned from South Park. Hey, Belly.
I'll play some Fleetwood Mac while I'm holding a stizzy and like holding it up to my neck, and maybe Stizzy will send me a fucking lifetime supply of like cartridges and adapters for my fucking the trach hole.
Every time you walk by, kids are gonna look up at you and go, "Where did that cyborg come from?"
And you get that cool fucking talk box like Ned from fucking South Park. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're gonna be Ned. Hey, kid, stop looking at my trach hole or I'll cough up on you.
But what about you? Are there certain drugs that like people could maybe convince you or pay you for to try for the betterment of science, and then a list of absolutely nots?
So daily life is my heroin. It brings me down. So I don't need to buy it. My daily high is this. Well, I shouldn't say daily, but our interactions and doing this and the stuff that I do when I interact with people in reality is my high. So I don't really need to smoke pot. I just don't. I don't need to. Sometimes I like to because of the, you know, some of the effects are for my joints and I feel better, you know, and that's okay. But I don't readily do it. I don't take drugs. I don't take pills like, you know, for pain. That often, only when I'm in pain. So it really affects me anytime I do anything. But no, I would never pay any money for anything. If I had to shell out $50 to get a stash of marijuana, I'm gonna make it last. And that $50 is gonna make sure that I get Taco Bell every night, every time I smoke it. But I'm never gonna go out and get a dime bag, you know, get $100 worth, $500 worth and keep it for myself. I'll just get one joint and make it work for a week or two and then I'm good.
And it could end up like that too. You brought up the Taco Bell thing, right?
Yeah.
I once had a fucking trip where I had to split money. Like I needed money to eat and I needed money for the fucking herb. So I fucking I had a budget and I fucking went way over that budget, but it wasn't on the fucking herb. I fucked up by not going because I didn't want soggy tacos. So I fucking I got the herb, I smoked it first, and then I was like mad starving by then. So then I went to Taco Bell. Bad idea going to anywhere like hungry or high, because I ended up spending more at Taco Bell than I spent at the fucking weed shop.
Yep. You gotta be careful.
Totally crushed my budget for the day.
So that's why whenever I did anything like that younger, and not nowadays because I'm older and I don't spend money on any of that. But when I was younger, I would have a mount in my hand that I could spend. And I would actually go through the drive-thru and say, this is what I got. What can I get? Because I couldn't run numbers at that time. I'm high, right? So they would say, okay, we can get this, get this, get this, and I'll give you change back. Deal. So now I'm making a drug deal with food in my head. And I'm running out the door as fast as I can so I can eat.
I've done two things similar. One was, all right, stop me when I get to like 19 or whatever. Stop me when I get to where the tax is going to equal less than $20. And she's like, yes. What? I'm like, I have a 20 spot. That's it. I'm not trying to do math right now. Just stop me when I get near like. Too close to $20 where the tax is going to push it over. She starts laughing. She's like, all right. And then another time I had $20 and I was like way fucking stoned. I'm like, I couldn't even read the fucking menu. I'm like, I walked up to the guy. He's all, hey, man. I'm like, here's $20. Pick out $20 worth of fucking munchies, please. And he starts laughing. I'm like, I can't read the fucking sign right now. Just... I like tacos. I like fries. Like, he starts laughing. He's like, how many people are like you taking back for? I'm like, 3. He's like, I got you. And so he fucking nice. Hooked it up. And so I go back and like fucking they tear open the bag and they're like, fuck yeah, dude, you got everything. I'm like, I didn't get shit. I handed the guy at 20 spots, said, I'm high as fuck. There's two other assholes that are in my apartment that are high as fuck. Hook us up. And so he fucking filled the bag with fucking like nice. $20 worth of fucking munchies for 3 stoners.
Nice. So yeah, back in the day, my mom would send me to the store to get groceries and whatnot because she was always working and whatnot. So I would actually have to, you know, count my money every single goddamn time. And that's why, you know, I got that mindset when I was stoned or whatever to try to save. So I even do it today where, you know, if I have like 100 spot and that's all the groceries I can get, I count the money. And before I even pay for anything, I tell the teller, I'm on a budget. I might have to return some stuff. I apologize. I'm just letting you know right now. They always laugh and smile. Okay, let's see what you got. And I throw my 100 on the table and they get through. It was like 99.25. They're looking at me like, God dang. I'm like, yeah, that's what drugs does for you.
Right. So what
makes you think.
That's when I go to when I go to like flight room, I walk in there and they like they know me. I'm all, hey, I'm all, today's budget is
like a game show.
I'm like, please don't let me go over. It's easy, dude. I go to town in that place. It's like, and I want some of that, and some of that, and some of that. And I'm like, yeah, the chocolate is good. Hell yeah. Throw in some of those.
You're like in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. And then when you walk in, it's like a super secret password. The budget is $100. The budget is $100.
Exactly. And thank God they're cool as fuck there. So they were like, okay, you're at your limit.
What do you mean? That was $95. Well, you got to tip me 5, sir. Oh, that's right.
Remember, tax is 34%, motherfucker.
Yeah, don't forget my goddamn tip. You only got $80 here. Because if you don't tip your people, and I found this out at dispensaries. Now, I don't go to dispensaries for myself, so you know. I have family that has an issue, and she needs, you know, certain things. You tip at the dispensaries. You need to tip those people. Hell they yeah. work hard. They deserve it. At least give them a little kickback.
Hell yeah. Give them big kickback. Like, tip them like you would tip a bartender. Like, you're not going to fucking tip somebody $2 on a fucking, like, $20 tab. Not too much. Like, hell yeah, no. Yeah. Like,
Do what you can, though. Do what you can. If you can afford a big tip, give them a big tip. If you can afford anything, let them know. But tip them, please. They work hard for their money.
Hell yeah, they do. And speaking of flight room, we are we're doing some more reviews, and they have product, like really, really good product, like the one that just made me fucking almost forget what I was about to plug. I picked some up today, so look out for a cannabis review, probably already posted because this one's going up Monday, and I don't know, I still got tomorrow to get through, so...
Just remember, Facebook is going to flag you.
No, we don't put them on Facebook. So that leads me to the next thing is we said we wanted to do Rice and Beans Radio a couple times a month. And so we've got a few musicians that we played their music. And so now they'd like to come and sit down with me and Big O and talk about music and tell some jokes. So we're going to get that going. So the next one probably coming at you in the next couple of weeks. Nice. And we're changing our format. We're going to go over to YouTube to stream this live. So you can go ahead and stream that live and play it through your Bluetooth in your cars. You can check it out at home when you're watching us like fucking drink beers and talk music on your TV with your friends, with your family. It doesn't matter. Just get it in rotation. And again, all the musicians out there, go ahead and send us your music. We're playing everything. We're like fucking a Jackass FM or some shit like that.
Fuck yeah. Bring it all. We love it, man. We had some good shit playing last time we did this. We love your music, man. Unless it's like one of those fucking fan arts where you're hitting cymbals and weird shit like the kitchen sink, we'll play it. No, we'll play that too.
We're going to play that, but we're going to leave our videos on for reaction. And if you stop by Flight Room while we're doing one of these Rice and Beans radios, you might get a chance to check us out. So like, you don't have to totally miss out. You can listen to it in the car and stream it through your Bluetooth. And then when you get out of the car, you might be able to catch it inside the shop. And so that you don't miss out on any of the jokes or any of the music.
Damn straight. If you're going to Flight Room, we know you got the fucking money. Tip your people.
Definitely. Definitely do hook them up. They're great. They do good stuff. They got good product. And so, every time they get new shit, it's just better and better and better. So hit them up, get over there. So Big O and I have come to the end of another glorious fucking episode. And I gotta say, man, I'm like fucking two episodes in. Like, this is fucking dope. We should have done this a long time ago.
God damn it. Yeah, we should have. We're doing great, though. Season 5 is like a fucking skyrocket for us.
Hell yeah, man. And so we are, we're going to get up on out of here and enjoy the rest of our weekend. And hopefully you guys are ready for a good week. And if not, at least, hey, you had this to listen to today to get you started, and just keep listening to it throughout the week. And we'll, you know, post some bonus content for you soon.
Goddamn.
All right, guys, until next week.
So remember, everybody, when 2021's got you down, COVID-19's giving you a frown, look around the corner. Here we are. Rice and Beans is in your corner.